angels watching over me, O Lord.
I don't know about you, but I believe in angels. And there's really just not a day that I'm not aware of them. I just feel their presence all the time. So this is a song actually I've done before, but I added a little bit to it, as I sometimes will do. Angels watching over me, my Lord. All day, all night, angels watching over me. There's an angel watching o'er me. I can feel it, I can feel it. There's an angel watching o'er me. If I listen, I can hear. God provides an angel from the moment we are born. There's an angel watching o'er me. From morn until morn. When I sleep and when I wake, angels watching over me, my Lord. And with every step I take, angels watching over me. When I'm frightened or in danger, they surround me and protect me. There's no darkness that overpowers me. They're the beacon that lights my way. I know that I am safe in the hollow of God's hands. I am blessed with an angel all day and all night. When I sleep and when I wake, angels watching over me, my Lord. And with every step I take, angels watching over me. Angels watching over me.
Now it's my great pleasure to present to you the speaker of the day, one of our students who really shouldn't be a student. One thing I have to say about Scott, he gives us lots of laughter. He gives us lots of positive joy. But there's also one thing about Scott is, and that's from the moment he came into this chapel, he's put into practice those spiritual laws that he's learned. And that's what truly gives you something to speak about from your heart. So I present to you, Scott Ash.
Thank you. You know, the truth of the matter is, anyone who's up here giving messages or talking, it's really spirit doing the majority of the work. And you'll never find somebody else up here saying that it's themselves. It's because the only thing that we can really do is try our best to get our ego self out of the way to let the messages really come through. Everybody has different spiritual gifts. Like, I have inspirational thought a lot. If I'm sitting alone by myself in nature and I'm just thinking, and I'll get really inspired thoughts, that to me, that's a wonderful gift. I'll be happy if that's the only gift that I ever have, because it's a beautiful thing. Some people have mediumship, or some people can fix cars, some people can build houses. Everybody has different gifts. None of them are better or worse than another one. They're just different. The problem is, mankind's lower self likes to look at these differences and separate people into different categories, and different things into different categories. Like, an example is, I rip open a bag of M&Ms and I'm looking for that green one, because I was told that means you're going to get lucky if you get a green one. I can't tell you how many bags of M&Ms I went through. But eventually I found out, man, that doesn't seem to be true. You know, we take what people tell us sometimes, we take it for truth, rather than using our own thoughts and minds to look at the situation and see what's truth and what isn't truth. We go so far as to not only categorize people by the color of their skin, but we have to go further than that and say, oh, you have to be white with blue eyes and blonde hair, then you are the greatest. Then you are part of the greatest. Other than that, you're no good at all. So you're in charge. Why is that? I don't know. It must be something in mankind. They want to always be one-up somebody else. So they look for some way to look at them and go, oh, I'm better than you. I can put myself up here. And when you look at that deeply, you see it's just a bunch of lies. We're fools to listen to things like that. You know, if you look at the way a child thinks, my oldest daughter, when she was little, she wanted an African-American baby. That's the kind of baby that she wanted to have at home. So, of course, we just went out, that's what you want, here you go. It didn't occur to her that there was any difference, that there was anything. That's just what she wanted. That's what she wanted to love. That's what she wanted to raise. That's what she wanted to hold. Even in nature, you'll see animals take in other types of animals and raise them sometimes. I mean, in their nature, it is to kill and hunt and stuff, but sometimes you will still see them take one in. They don't see the difference. And in the world today, you see all these prejudices, and then you see refugees trying to make a better life, trying to get away from stuff and being denied entry in, and dying in the ocean, and dying in all these horrible conditions where people just need to open up their hearts and see, because people cannot live in those kind of conditions. You know, we're all more alike than we are different. The Dalai Lama says all the time, he says, why are we looking at differences? Let's look at how we're the same. We all have a mind, we all have ears, we have eyes, we have a nose, we have a mouth, we have two hands, we have two feet. We're in the exact same situation. And we're all divine beings, eternal divine beings that are right now in a physical body. I didn't know what I was going to talk about today, and it's a bit scary and frustrating. And so when I went to bed last night, I said this affirmation that we say in class. And I said, if you can give me something even in my dreams, whatever you got, I'll take it. And I did have a dream, and it was different than most dreams. I've only had a few dreams that have been like this. And in this dream, I was in the hospital, and I don't remember what I was. I was laying there. My parents came in to visit me, and they started walking away, and I was talking to them, and I was saying, hey, what did they say? What did they say? What did they say? And they were just ignoring me, and they were talking to each other, and I was going, hey, what's going on? And I switched to like a third person, and I saw my body, and there was blood all around it, and there was somebody trying to give me like CPR. And I looked up, and there was two versions of my parents. There was their lower self and their higher self. And their higher selves were all in color, and their lower selves were all in black and white and gray. And I was saying, sorry, I was saying, I love you, you know? And they couldn't hear me. And I was just thinking, you know, that for one thing, that's an example how we all are this eternal being that exists. We all have two sides to ourselves. The other thing is not to, when we get messages like that, to not just dismiss them, but to act on them if we can. Like for me, that message is to confront them and tell them that I love them now while I have the chance to do it. I mean, you never necessarily miss that chance. When they're in spirit, they'll hear it, but you only get the chance to say it to their lower selves while they're here. And to see that they are the same as every single other person that there is. Everybody is exactly the same. We all have this divine being. We all have this lower self. And the trick is to be able to look past the lower self and see that higher self in everybody, and to understand. Once you get to that point, then you get rid of the putting people into categories, because you get to see the beauty that everybody has. You know, every religion has different laws or rules to follow, or a set of guidelines. The Bible, there's the Ten Commandments, and there's all the stuff that Jesus said. In Buddhism, there's the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path. What I like particularly about Buddhism is there's practices for getting over any kind of situation in your life. If you have hatred, if you're afraid of death, all these different things, there's like a meditation practice. And what they will always say is try it. See if it works for you. Don't just accept what we're saying as truth. Prove it to yourself. Take it away. Think about it. See if you believe it, good, then it's probably with you. You can work on it. It'll be something that'll be useful to you. That's what we believe here. All the things that we say up here, if we say, oh, you can try this or try this or try this, we're not telling you any specific way to do anything. We're just presenting you with different tools that you can try to use or not use if you want. And hopefully it'll help you. And hopefully it'll resonate with you and go, oh, I like that idea. I'll try that. If not, you can keep looking other places and find what does work for you and then go with that. That's what it's all about. We all learn different ways. We all think different ways. And personally, I find that I've learned more when I fail than when I succeed. If you can find something that can explain a concept in a very simple way, I found that person understands that topic much better than somebody who can't do that. And I know, like, if I had a math problem and I couldn't figure it out and I got it wrong and I had to go back and look at it, and then I dig to try to find out how to do it, or a computer situation, like as a computer programmer, I'm self-taught, and I was a consultant for a company, there'd be new things that would come up that we'd have to figure out how to do that I just would have no idea. But I would just keep digging, trying different things, going, oh, I see, oh, that piece works like that, okay, well, how does this work, and figure it out, and then you go, oh, I see how the pieces all connect now. When you have to figure it out like that, rather than just reading in a book and going, oh, it connects like this, you understand a lot more about the individual pieces when you have to figure it out yourself and when you dig deep and look. And it's exactly the same when we're working on ourselves and we see the issues that we have. Like, there's a few practices. I mean, we also have this thing of when we fail, sometimes we just go, oh, I couldn't do that. I'm done with it. I give up on it. I'm not good enough to do that. Like, for me, I've thought about becoming vegetarian many times. Like, all of a sudden the thought will come, oh, I should be vegetarian. But then I always have to go one better, like, oh, no, I have to be vegan. You know? And then I'll do it for about a week, and then I'll be like, man, I really want a bacon double cheeseburger. And then that's it, you know? But I tried, and then I'll put it to the side, and I'll go, you know what, sometime maybe the thought will come again, and I'll try again. But I've learned something from this time just by the attempt. And there's like a practice that I started last fall that was this year-long spiritual practice that starts over again every year. And I was only able to stick with it for 4 months, and then it was just too much. It was just too demanding on me. You know, you have the temptation to say, oh, well, I couldn't do it. I'm a failure. Or you can look at it and go, you know what, I made it this far. I learned quite a bit of things. Now I can start over again this fall and try again. And maybe I'll make it further. Maybe I wasn't ready to learn all those lessons yet. Maybe I just wasn't in the right place. Or maybe I was just lazy. Maybe I can get past that. I don't know. The main real thing is to be able to really work on yourself and to be able to grow spiritually is you have to be able to love yourself before you can start really, truly understanding love and loving other people. And to love yourself, you have to be able to see yourself for who you really are. And if you can see yourself for who you really are, then you can be free. And when you are free, then you have a brand new world to look at in a totally different way. You know, I'll just say, here's a practice, something that I think that you can take home with you and think about and try if you want to. And it really is, it's just like a game of pretend. And what it is just find somewhere quiet, close your eyes, pretend that you are a God of just total unconditional love, and see yourself up above yourself. See yourself maybe in the cosmic, looking down at the world. And this God is not a God of jealousy or anger or any of these things. This God, it only has unconditional love. So if you have children, you have an idea of what I'm saying. It's just a love that nothing that they do is ever going to make you not love them. You love them no matter what they do. All you want for them is the best. That's it. They make a mistake, it's easy to overlook and go, oh, I hope you don't do that again. I hope next time you go this path, maybe you've learned something. So I want you to close your eyes and put yourself in a pretend world where you are this unconditional God of love. And look down at yourself and look over things in your life from a third person perspective, not as your lower judgmental self, where you go, oh, I really messed up here. I really messed up here. Oh, why did I do that? Why did I do this? And I think you're going to start to be able to see that you can look at yourself in a way where you're not connected to that lower self. And you're going to be like, wow, that was really an interesting time in my life. Those were some interesting choices that I made. You know what? I don't think I'll make that choice again if that same situation comes up. You know, I'm going to forgive myself for doing this particular thing. It wasn't really a good option for me. That wasn't a good thing to do. I see what the end result was. And just move on. And when you hear that little voice, when you're thinking about these situations, you hear that little voice saying, oh, you need to go talk to this person and tell them I'm sorry for what I did. Or that's too much. Send them love from afar. Send them your sorrowful feeling from inside just through energy yourself, and then just move on and forget about it. Go on about your life. And again, all that is just another tool. And it can be a fun little game, but you can get so much out of it, more than you would ever imagine. And once you can see yourself like that, then all of the people that irritate you, you can see that they are the same way, and you can get rid of those things that irritate you about them, because you'll see them for who they are. They're just different. They have different lessons to learn. They have different things to do. And we can make the world a much better place. You know, the truth of the matter is that in reality, we are just floating on this ocean of eternity, and we just need to let the waves take us where they will and just float there in calmness and peace and not fight against them. And if you can get to that place, you can get to a place of where you're happy with yourself, where you're satisfied, where you love yourself. And that's all that we want for every single one of you. That's what we want for everybody in the world, to be in a place where they just love themselves, they're happy with themselves, they're happy with the world, and they're more loving. I'll bless you, and I'll leave you with that. Thank you for letting me speak today.
Bless you. How wonderful. How wonderful. We're blessed. And now it's time.